Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
It wasn't that I didn't love God or wasn't reverential to it. Is I just treated him a little bit kind of like an appellate court judge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're waiting for thy will be done, and I love God, and I was just trying to do 51% of my time the best.
Mm-hmm.
and do my works and do this. And a lot of people do that. And I'd pray, and I had a monologue, but it was never a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't have, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of people who love God, but if you and I are friends, Bill, we would speak on a frequency that we both heard each other, and then you and I'd meet frequently, and
mm-hmm.
So I didn't have that. And so my mom, you know, who grew up different, had a personal relationship, you know, she then focused in and finally kind of said, drew the line and said, hey, look, we gotta know the Word. We gotta know about him. We gotta spend time talking to him and praying and loving him and this. And so I could just kind of see a transfer. And then, you know, when I came home my junior year of college, my mom was like on fire. And dang, I said to her, dang, you look so beautiful. I mean, there's an aroma, something about something. You know, when someone has this fragrance of God, it's just beautiful. And so I came home and I looked at my dad and I said, what the heck's going on with mom? She's like reading the Word. She's like in this. She's just like joyous in the midst of all the trouble or anything. She's just peaceful. And he goes, I don't know. Maybe she's just going through her time of life. And so when I came home my senior year, I saw it in my dad.
Oh, wow.
And so my dad totally changed. My dad just called me up my senior year and he looked at me and said, hey, look, I need to talk to you. And everything, Bob, that I've told you, you and I are best friends and I love you. And you know, my dad had kind of gotten in and started. My dad was really smart, read Mere Christianity of C.S. Lewis and kind of, you know, was almost a little too smart for God.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad said to me, everything I've kind of taught you is wrong. Here's what we've done. Mom and I have set up two chairs in a room. And we prayed that room up, and we want you to go in and create a relationship with Christ. I want you to go in and tell him you're sorry. Tell him, you know, as I did, and I want you to go in and ask him into your heart, and I want you to sit down and talk with him. And then he says, I want you to then come out, and Mom and I are going to pray for you. And so, dang, when I opened the door, Bill, I could feel it.
Wow.
It changed everything, and of course I asked God in, and in my life, you know, I asked Jesus into my heart and asked for forgiveness, and things just changed, and everything. And I mean, when I came out, my mom and dad kind of laid hands on me, and we just started a journey, you know, back, you know, years, and you know, that just had an impact on my life, and it's never stopped, and I've been doing two chairs since.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.